Hello, Pastor Steve Waldron with Biblical Archaeology Today. I'm so thankful for being able to make podcast. Hey, Spotify's changing how we're doing things here, and that's going to take me somewhat of a little while to adjust. I thank Brother Devin Benton for helping me out. We'll see how it goes. God willing, I'm able to continue doing this, but I'm so busy. It's so difficult to get to everything, but we'll see. So we're going to be looking today at the accuracy of the Bible about Jesus. Getting ready for a revival tonight with Brother O.C. Marler. But let's get started excavating the evidence for Jesus. Titus Kennedy, 286-287. I'll fair use read it and then talk a little bit about it. So the result of the demonstrated accuracy of locations, people, and general historical setting among the gospel strongly suggests not only the intentions of the authors to record history, but the reliability of those accounts. And I will say, again, that's massive, that geographical locations and the like are exactly customs the way they're supposed to be. A thorough examination and comparison with archaeological and historical material of the events recorded in the Gospels and the cultural, economic, religious, and political setting reveals that the books do not qualify as myth or merely theological treatises, but as accurate historical narrative set in first century Judean Galilee. I'm thinking of a book on the book of Acts, I think it's by Colin Hemer, that just really goes into that tremendously. Among so many, though, F.F. Bruce and others, William Ramsey and Cunning Bear. So despite the constant new discoveries connected to Jesus in the Gospels, of which there's many, specific narratives about Jesus are often accepted as historical only where external evidence clearly demonstrates the accuracy of a particular section of the text. Even though the Gospels are true, people won't accept those as evidence. Although this view acknowledges the degree of historicity present in the Gospels, many still classify the books as mythical or unreliable. I remember when a Jewish gentleman read the Gospel of Matthew for the first time. He was like, this is a Jewish book. So true. Disregarding the discoveries of archaeology and history, the extreme claim that no evidence for Jesus exists outside the New Testament continues to be repeated in certain circles. Repeat a lie, repeat it often enough, you know how it is. And yet, investigation clearly demonstrates that the existence of Jesus and key information about his life have even been confirmed in Roman period writings of the first and second century by historians, pagans, philosophers, theologians, and polemists. Occasionally, uninformed skeptics claim that there's no historical evidence for the life of Jesus of Nazareth outside of the Gospels or the New Testament. Yet, focusing only on Jesus and key events of his life recorded in the Gospels, it's possible to reconstruct major information about Jesus using only ancient Roman sources and archaeological artifacts. And I will say, I'm 58. When I first started doing this, like 22, 3, 4, 5, the ground has shifted in a positive direction. Used to be, I mean, it was just generally accepted that the Gospels were false. So at the beginning of the life, and even in some Christian circles, many, at the beginning of the life of Jesus, the Gospels make reference to him being born in Bethlehem, a small village in Judea. Further, the Gospels record that Jesus was born of a virgin and lived in a rural area, Nazareth, and was married to a carpenter craftsman, Joseph. I'm trying to reread that, and there actually may be a misprint. Of course, Joseph and Mary were married. Of course, Jesus was not married. According to an outspoken Roman philosopher and critic of Christianity living at Alexandria, Egypt, about AD 177, this is widely known and accepted information. Although Celsus disputed the virgin birth claim, said that Jesus invented that story, Celsus acknowledged the existence of Jesus and his birth in Judean village to a woman from a rural area of Judea province who was married to a carpenter. That's in Celsus, it's the true word. I think Origen ad Dementius fought against him. I'm going to read that one sentence again. Further, the Gospels record that Jesus was born of a virgin who lived in a rural area, Nazareth, and was married. Okay, that's correct. It's referring back to virgin, not Jesus. I missed that. To a carpenter and a craftsman, Joseph. So, the Bible's true. Let's believe it. Oh, what an accurate telling. of everything that pertains to life and godliness. God bless you. Talk with you later. Bye-bye.